Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A woman's body found dumped in the Bronx has been identified and two men have been arrested. Police say it was the body of 54-year-old Judy Guzman of the Bronx that was discovered by a passerby on West 183rd Street near Sedgwick Avenue in the University Heights section just before 11:30 Friday night. Sources tell the Post two people were seen on surveillance video pushing a cart containing the body, which was wrapped in a blanket and taped up with duct tape. And then they were seen dumping it. 50-year-old Joseph Howe and 53-year-old Jorge Torres, both of the Bronx, have been charged with concealment of a human corpse and tampering with physical evidence. Still not known what caused the woman's death. She had previously been arrested for drugs and prostitution. WCBS News Time, 4:04. Activists in Queens are wondering what happened to safety improvements promised by City Hall several years ago, and they protested today that little has been done at the street level on the Boulevard of Death. WCBS's Mike Sugarman reports.
Queens Boulevard. It's been called the Boulevard of Death, especially for bicycles. Figures show on sections without bike lanes, you're twice as likely to die than on the protected part.
That's absurd. It's a sin,
says bike advocate Peter Beadle. Bike lanes were supposed to be installed all along the road here in Jackson Heights, and some were, but then the work stopped. Lizzie Rahman started the campaign after her son was killed on his bike 11 years ago.
All these people, they put their heart and mind to get it done, but now what?
Backers claim political shenanigans, vote trading involving council members and the mayor have held things up. The mayor did not return our emails, but the advocates here want the bike lanes put back on the fast track.
Finish Queens Boulevard! Finish Queens Boulevard!
In Jackson Heights, Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.
Senator Charles Schumer is calling on the Food and Drug Administration to better regulate the baby food industry after a report found dozens of baby food products were contaminated with lead and other metals. The study found 95% of the food tested contained lead, arsenic, mercury, or cadmium, and one in four baby foods that were tested contained all four metals. The senator says consumers rightfully expect those foods to be safe. New York State Police in Brewster have arrested a 16-year-old and charged him with rape and sexual abuse after a Snapchat video showing the alleged crime involving a Brewster High School student went viral. The teenage suspect was arraigned in Putnam County Family Court and remanded to a juvenile detention facility on $25,000 cash bail or $50,000 bond. Police were alerted to the video Thursday night and made the arrest Friday. The Brewster School District made a crisis team available in each school on Friday to counsel students who may have seen the video. The Brewster School Superintendent Lori Bandlow says the alleged crime took place off of school grounds within the Brewster community. She urged students in possession of the video or images of it to delete it immediately, adding it is a crime to possess or distribute it. Police point out it's a crime to even view it. The charges are serious. Rape first degree is a Class B felony that carries a maximum sentence of 25 years. Sexual abuse first degree is a Class D felony that carries a maximum sentence of 7 years. Weather forecast now with our meteorologist, Danielle Niddle. And how long is the rain going to last, Danielle?
Well, John, I would say the steadiest of our rainfall here is going to continue for another 4, maybe 5 hours here before we start to see the rain kind of becoming more intermittent and tapering off as we get closer to about midnight tonight. So wet weather sticking around here still for quite some time before drying out later on tonight and we begin to have those clouds breaking, the low tonight 51. Tomorrow it'll be turning out to be pretty nice, sunny to partly cloudy, 64 degrees in the afternoon. We'll be clear early tomorrow evening. The clouds begin to push back in later on on at night, lows near 55. Tuesday, cloudy and damp with some spotty drizzle. We'll be tracking a band of some steadier rain perhaps late Tuesday and into the evening hours on Tuesday night. The high for Tuesday, 63. Then looking very nice for Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny, a little bit of a breeze at times for the day on Wednesday. Wednesday's high, 63, will be near 65 degrees for Thursday. Right now, 54 degrees in Scarsdale. It's 59 in Throgs Neck. We have 56 degrees in Midtown, going down tonight to a low of 51.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.